This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You might have heard of the Safety Act.
Tonight, questions surrounding the Illinois Safety Act and whether it will keep residents safe.
People are freaking out. This thing is all over social media.
Critics say they're concerned, likening it to the Purge.
One thing the two sides can't agree is this law has become politicized.
The Safety Act is a Democratic-backed crime bill signed into law last year by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Republicans have been saying the law is going to unleash crime in the state. Some Democrats say that's political fear-mongering. Most of the debate is centered on the elimination of cash bail, but the law is much bigger than that. WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan is here to help us wade through the rhetoric. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
So changes are coming to the bail system in Illinois. Can you remind us just briefly what the changes are and why they might be so controversial?
Of course. So the new law basically takes cash out of the equation when deciding who's kept in jail while they await their trial. Previously, a judge could give somebody cash bail, meaning they could pay money to go home while they were waiting for the trial to unfold. Under the new law, that's no longer an option. A judge just makes a decision based on a person's offense, their risk to safety, and the risk that they may flee. Opponents to this law say judges aren't going to have enough discretion to hold people behind bars, and more people will be going home, and that's going to make communities less safe. Proponents, however, say that this law is actually going to increase public safety. That's because when people can continue having stable lives, holding down jobs, for example, then communities are more stable, and more stable communities means more safety in the community.
And once we get beyond the bail issue, there are a lot of other provisions included in the Safety Act. Could you tell us about a key part that addresses the needs of victims?
Right. So there's this thing in the state called victim compensation. It basically gives money to victims of crime. If you think about it, being a victim of crime can be expensive. Funerals are expensive. You can have lost wages. Under the new law, that program becomes a lot easier for people to apply to. They get 10 years instead of 5 years. But one of the biggest changes to the law is a person's criminal record won't automatically prevent them from being able to apply for victim compensation. In the past, it was really hard for somebody with a criminal record to get access to this cash.
And there are several pieces of this law that are focused on policing that would increase oversight. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. One of the big things is police will now have to have body-worn cameras across the state. Every police department has to have that in effect by 2025. The state is also making changes to a decertification process. Basically, this means that it'll be easier when a police officer is accused of something really serious to take them off the streets.
And there's a section of the law that focuses on electoral districts, you know, how the state divvies up political power for state elections. How is this a criminal justice issue?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting part of the law. So currently, when you draw an electoral map in Illinois, people are counted as being from the prison where they're incarcerated, not being from their hometown, right? So that inflates political power in these prison towns, often these rural areas, while political power in cities like Chicago, for example, that have high incarceration rates, gets smaller. Under the new law, people are going to be counted as being from the last address they lived at before they were incarcerated. But I will say this law is fairly limited. It's not going to affect redistricting until 2031, so a long ways in the future. Also, the law specifically says that these new ways of calculating the population can't be used to change how federal and state funds are distributed. Obviously, that's a big deal because what money areas are entitled to can have a huge effect on a community.
That's WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan. Shannon, thank you for this overview.
Thank you so much.